book banning at Grand Canyon. Why the controversy?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the contributors to the controversial book, Grand Canyon, A Different View. Well, Ken, earlier this year, you were embroiled in a controversy that made headlines worldwide. What have you been up to this time, Ken?
Well, we were pleased to have four of our staff members, including myself, contribute essays for a striking new book called Grand Canyon, A Different View. Now, this book provides remarkable evidence that the Grand Canyon was carved out by a lot of water over a short period of time. Creation scientists reveal in this new book that after Noah's flood, a large body of water formed as a kind of lake, and this water breached its earthen dam, and a massive wall of water rushed through northern Arizona to form the canyon. Well, that's not the story you hear at the canyon. The book became the target of seven presidents of leading evolutionist groups who started a campaign to have the book banned from bookstores at the canyon. As we record this, over 1,400 people wrote to the National Park Service to express their concern over the attempted book ban. So we hope the book remains. But why are evolutionists so afraid of a book sitting on a shelf? Well, it's because it presents the truths of the Word of God, that there really was a biblical global flood that judged the wicked world. These secular scientists are worried that people who read this Grand Canyon book will abandon their belief that the Earth is billions of years old and may even start reading their Bible.
Ken Ham has several free articles available for you to read on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.